I was visiting my father the other day, just down the road here, and one of the locals came up to me with a question about magpies. So here's Ken.
I have a question for the Mooney Goes Wild team. Every morning in Herbert Park, I feed the magpies, but one of them is real aggressive, and it's torn all the tail feathers out of another magpie. Will they grow back again?
Niall, you take that one. That's a good one.
So magpies can indeed be feisty, and they do have a hierarchy among them. They do lead to squabbles, and they will attack each other sometimes. It sounds like this poor magpie that has lost its feathers in this case must have done something wrong, some sort of transgression within the flock, and it's been punished maybe in this way, because magpies really do that kind of thing. Now, to answer the question directly, in most cases, yes, those feathers will grow back. It takes a few weeks generally for them to come back, but they're usually pretty quickly, you wouldn't notice much difference. They grow back fine. The only exception to that is if the actual follicles that they grow from have been damaged, and if that happens, then sometimes they'll have a bald patch or the feathers won't come back. Particularly when it comes to the tail feathers of a bird, they're actually designed through evolution to come away quite easily. And the idea behind that is that if a fox or a cat or something pounces on the bird, very often it'll land on the tail. The bird will be able to then fly away, leaving the tail behind, and then will regrow the feathers from that. So yes, it's a good time of year, I suppose, or at least it's not a disadvantage this time of year to be missing feathers so much. Much worse for a bird if it happens in the winter, because then it will ruin the insulation properties of their body. Even a small gap in their feathers can lead to hypothermia. So at this time of year, it's better that it happens in the summer than in the winter, I would say.
But absolutely. Yeah. Well, there's one other thing as well, in case people sort of see magpies going around with missing tail feathers at this time of year, or even almost tailless, mm-hmm. is that after the breeding season, adult birds shed every single feather on their body. Every single feather falls off. Now, it doesn't go vump. They don't become naked. Like, it's gradual. But if you see gaps in, wing feathers or on tail feathers of birds like magpies, this is what's called a post-nuptial molt. After the breeding season, your main feathers are very worn because you've been going in and out of a nest and various things like that. So anybody who sees a tailless magpie or a magpie with lumps missing from its tail, do not assume it has been attacked by another magpie. At this time of year in the summer, birds are naturally molting their main feathers, all of their feathers, and they often will do it gradually, one by one or two by two, and regrow them slowly. So you might see a crow going along and there's a big gap in the wing, but you'll see that there's two or three brand new feathers growing and two or three tatty feathers the other side of the gap. So they're slowly but surely molting out their main feathers. So it's not an assumption that if you see a tailless magpie, it has been assaulted by another magpie.
Yeah, okay. And if you're interested, you can listen to the wonderful documentary we broadcast recently about the magpie. Just visit our website, rte.ie/Mooney. Thank you for that, Ken.